huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, this is a Rob's rant episode, but it's more like a gentle rant, if you like. I think I want to help you balance these two opposing forces that we often have as entrepreneurs. On the one side, you know, some of us think that things are a little bit easier than they are. You know, we have a coffee, we get excited, we've got big brainstorm strategy vision into this new market. We're going to dominate, we're going to take over the world, we're going to make money, we're going to make a difference, we're going to have billions of followers. 3 months later, you know, we're not billionaires. We're like, oh, the world's over, I'm depressed. Oh, look at this new opportunity. I'm going to go into this, this is going to make me millions. So some of us, and this is definitely, I'm talking to myself here, perceive when we start that things are a little bit easier than they are, when in reality we all have to start at the bottom. We all have to learn, you know, the strategies, the systems. We have to go through challenges. We have to make mistakes and grow through them. And sometimes those challenges can be longer and harder than we perceived. But then on the other side, the other emotional extreme, if you like, is that, oh, this is so hard. You know, I've done 14 viewings and I haven't got 2 properties. You know, I've been doing social media videos for 3 months and I haven't got 48 million fans. This is so hard. Oh, my life, I can't handle this anymore. And, you know, they use words like struggle and depressed and at a loss. And they use all these really strong words. When in reality, I think it's wise to put some balance into the equation. So each time you find yourself saying, ah, this is hard, you know, this is never going to happen, or everyone makes it look so easy, or whatever. Remember, you're not in the third world. Well, you're probably not. I've got listeners who listen in 190 countries. So if you are in the developing world and it is hard for you, then, you know, I tip my hat to you and say, hey, look, you've got it a lot harder than we have. You know, like I'm a white 39-year-old male brought up, what, 65 miles from London, I've got it easier than just about everyone on the planet. If you ever hear me bitch, moan, complain, oh, it's so hard, whining, then slap me. Give me an angry face on social media. Put me back into line. Because there are some people like Oprah, you know, who was abused until she was, what, 14, I think, sexually abused. She had a baby and lost the baby at 14 years old. She had it hard. There are people in the third world who have to walk 10 miles just to get water, and that water is riddled with disease. You know, there are people that have lost their children. They go to the funerals of their children. And so, generally speaking, whatever emotional extreme you tend to weight towards, too easy, overexcited, too hard, balance it by looking at it from the other perspective. When you're experiencing challenge, when you think it's hard, just be grateful for the fact that you've got running water, the fact that, you know, you're able to have an internet connection when you can do your social media, you know, videos and articles, you can get followers and fans and customers for free online, you know, access to thousands, hundreds of thousands or millions through YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, you know, your podcast. You think it's hard? Come on. You know, 100 years ago, it was like more butchers and sons and sons and sons. And if I was born 100 years ago, the only thing I'd be doing is taking over my dad's business, and it'd be in our little village, and all of our customers would be only in our village. And, you know, I was destined for a small life, doing my small, humble thing. I could have never been an internet millionaire or a billionaire or a crypto millionaire or, you know, sold companies for billions of pounds or whatever like you can now on the internet. So when others say that they're really struggling, it's really hard. It's probably wise to remind them of this. It's wise to remind yourself of this. I interviewed Terry Waite on a previous episode of this podcast, which you've probably heard before. That man was held hostage against his will for what, over a decade. Now imagine if you'd been held against your will in solitary confinement, in darkness, tortured for 10 years, and then you got out and then you started a business and you were 3 months in. You wouldn't be like, oh, this is so hard. Oh, I'm struggling. Oh, look at everybody posting about how great they're doing. This is so hard. It's so challenging. Oh. No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, every day, I'm so grateful to be alive. This is easy. Viewing's great. Oh, so someone rejected an offer. Whoa, whatever. I'm looking to raise a couple of million quid. I got blown out a couple of times. Oh, whatever. I've got light. I've got air. I've got water. So I just wanted to remind you of that and get yourself back into balance. It's probably easier than you think if it's you think that it's hard. It's probably a little bit more challenging than you think if you think that it's easy. In a way, we've got to be naive and optimistic and think that it's easy to start and to get going. And then once we endure some challenges, we've got to realise it's not actually as hard as we think. And we've got to enjoy the challenges of growth, the feedback of getting new education, experience and knowledge. You know the famous saying, you know, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Just thought that was useful to share with you. Thanks for being a follower of my work. I love you. You're awesome. I'm very grateful for everything you've ever done, the reviews you've done, the shares you've done. You know, people you've told about my work on my podcast. I just want to keep doing it, keep growing it, get reaching more and more people, and I want to be solving your problems all the time. So if you have any specific episodes you'd like me to address, any specific niches of anything, business, mindset, personal development, making money, whatever that, you know, you think I can help you with, just message me on any of my social media profiles or tag me in and give me some suggestions, because I am here to serve you. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.